Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, leftist. I told you so! I ask leftists all the time, what if you are wrong? See, I can ask that because I ask it of myself. Kevin, what if you're wrong? You better go research it. You better make sure you're right. You better make sure you are standing on terra firma and not quicksand. That you are building your house on a solid foundation and not a house of straw. Which is, of course, not the foundation. But you get what I mean anyway. Leftists are wrong all the doggone time, and they're too stupid to realize it. They won't correct it because that's what stupid people do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You are not stupid. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being here 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, downloading this podcast. Wherever you may listen to it, live in your market or whenever they broadcast it, I never know. The world is different today. We don't worry about, is it live or is it Memorex? It just, is it good? And this here is some good stuff, baby. This is good radio. Because it's radio that makes you think, it challenges you. It isn't just about me. It's meant for us to have a dialogue. I know you can't. I can't hear you. But I do. I hear you. I hear you. Listen, I'm listening for you now. I can tell you're out there. And you are witnessing this unmitigated disaster that is playing out on the world stage. That is no way that Biden and team can try to salvage anything out of this except, can we just get it over with? Let me tell you, I've talked about this show now. This is the third day in a row we've talked about this, and we're going to continue to talk about it in increments, and I'm going to weave it into other stuff. But let me tell you, this is so metaphorical for everything that's happening, and it's going to keep on getting better. An unmitigated disaster where thousands of people, I will prove it to you, many, many more people are waiting. I told you yesterday, I said 30,000 people they're going to put on to DOD bases across the world. That number will grow well beyond that. Because Biden doesn't know how to handle a disaster. Disasters grow. They give you a number, the number will be worse. They give you, oh, the unemployment numbers ticked up. Oh, sorry, we revised the report. They ticked down. Don't believe anything they tell you. Right now, the claim is there are 11,000 Americans who remain in Afghanistan. The statement, and the State Department actually made this comment. I'm going to read this to you, and then we're going to go into it. But he says, there are individuals who will self-identify as Americans. See, in the old days of just sanity being the rule of the day, you don't self-identify as an American. You either are, and you can produce a passport, or you're not. And the Americans that work with you that want to provide safety for those folks who helped during this transition, the 20 years of peace, if you will, that they had a little bit of glimpse of what the world really is like. Well, there you go. Those people could be identified by Americans and say, you know what, you can come with us. You helped us to maintain the peace or whatever, translators and all these other things. We're going to talk to you about how Biden doesn't abide by no man left behind. But don't worry, neither does any other leftist. They don't abide by no child left behind. They don't abide by any little cliche thing that they say because they are scurrilous, scandalous skanks. That's what leftists are. 11,000 Americans. So, and they can self-identify. Let me tell you, the things that crack me up about this is, number one, 11,000 Americans, if they really are Americans, are scared to death, and they are scared for their lives. Biden had to fly the military back in to get to the, so they could get to the airport. I don't know if you saw, We'll play a clip because Don Lemon talks about it. People taking off on this plane and then dropping from it. They were holding onto that plane for dear life. Please, God, get me out of here. And I mean, I don't know if they understand the laws of physics, but once that plane got in the air and started flying at 300-500 miles an hour, it gets cold up there. You weren't going to be able to hang on, but you know what? That was better than what lies ahead for them. Oh, man. Look, I don't wish any misery on anybody in the world. I'm not that type of person. But I'm going to tell you, I'm enjoying the misery that the Biden administration and these leftists that conspired to put that clown into office and the outcome. And the second part of it that cracked me up is, if I was in Afghani, I would say, I profess to be an American. I need to see your passport. Why would you require my ID? I shouldn't need an ID. I'm an American woman. I could be the biggest bearded Afghani man on the planet. And I would say, I'm an American woman, and you will call me Susan. Man. Look. I'm gonna say it for you, conservatives. I don't want you to have to fall on the sword for this. I'm gonna say it for you. I'm happy that Joe Biden's going through this. I'm happy that the Democrats have to deal with these lies. I'm happy that the nation, no, the world, is getting to see the difference between a leader and a chump. I'm happy for this. I'm ecstatic. And I'm so overjoyed. I'm giddy. You know, what's his name? Who said he had the tingle going up his leg? I have a tingle going up my leg. Because what this is going to show the world is, if you want to conspire against America and you want to give us a weak sissy of a president, then guess what? There will be consequences. See, because America must be strong. If you're going to push back against the forces of evil, you better have a country like America, a country that can develop a nuclear bomb and never use it once they've figured out the power that exists. We could have held the world hostage for decades. We didn't do it when we had nuclear power. We haven't done it with an economy that we could hold this world hostage. We could take over elements of the world with the money that we spend on them and the money that we waste on crap like the Wu flu and global climate farce and all the other wet dreams that the Democrats come up with. This is what we could do. But we don't. We use our powers for good. So shame on these leftists. And I have not one iota of sympathy for them. Their chickens have come home to roost and I say cock-a-doodle-doo. Anyway, we got more to ridicule about these clowns when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You remember when Hillary Clinton and Joey DeMento bragged about speaking with world leaders when they ran for president? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Yeah, they bragged about it. The world leaders have called me because they're afraid that Donald Trump is a crazy man and this, that, and the other. And if Trump is elected, well, they don't know what they'll do. The idea, folks, was that the world leaders were in touch with them because they wanted the inside scoop. They wanted, you know, to have a seat at the table when these two took over. And, of course, it didn't work for Hillary. And, of course, the Democrats cheated and got Biden in there. Do you think a world leader of any note wanted to speak to Biden when he was running for president? While Trump was president? Apparently, in the era of Biden, world leaders don't give a crap about what Biden thinks. Now that he is supposedly the president, Because according to reports, Biden hasn't even spoken to any world leaders. I don't know, maybe he has since I'm doing the show, but I didn't hear him talking to any world leaders. And there certainly was a point where all this stuff was going on in Afghanistan where nobody was reaching out to him. Mr. President, is there something we can do to help you? What do you need us to do? Hey, let us all reach out to one another. Weren't they all supposed to be kumbayaing together right now, strategizing on what to do with this new Taliban? What do you think Trump would be doing right now if this were happening? Oh, don't bother to answer. That was a trick question. It wouldn't be happening in the time of Trump. Ba-dum-bum. That's why you listen to this program. I understand why Biden hasn't spoken to any world leaders. You may not, but I know. See, because if I got sodomized, I'm putting it delicately, by the Taliban in front of the whole world, I would want a little time to myself. I just let it ring. Don't answer it. At 3 a.m. phone call, I wouldn't pick it up. No way. They're just mocking me. No, they're not, Mr. President. Yes, they are. They saw what happened to me. Everybody's going to think I'm gay now. Oh, man. Biden needs some time to himself. He needs a little downtime. Some time to heal. Biden's national security advisor is a guy named Jake Sullivan. And he said at a press briefing that Biden hadn't spoken to any world leaders since the Taliban took over Afghanistan. But members of Biden's crackerjack staff of misfits, well, they've been in touch with their foreign counterparts. So that matters, right? Well, so it really, did you speak to Boris Johnson yet? No, but my cousin who knows Boris's first girlfriend from kindergarten spoke with her uncle. And I now have it on good information of what Britain wants to do. Britain's going, you know what? We have a lot of Muslims. I can just hear this conversation. Seriously. We've got a very heavy Muslim population, and we prefer not to get involved, if you don't mind, Mr. Biden. I'm guessing Biden staffers contacted their foreign counterparts with Zoom calls where they wore their obligatory mask. Mm-hmm. Except this time, the mask was not worn due to the dreaded Wu flu, but to cover their faces in shame. For shame! They're like, the people that were with me went, excuse me, but how do I really know that you are with the Biden administration? I can only see your eyes. Why are all of you wearing, what do they call it, hijabs, burqas? They should be. Biden should make the official uniform of the Biden administration the burqa, and require that all the feminists and the male eunuchs, which I guess only a male can be a eunuch. Well, who knows? Chaz Bono might want to be a eunuch. But anyway, they should all have to wear the Muslim garb. Yeah. But according to Sullivan, there is good news. There is good news for the Biden administration. Now, I want to make sure everybody understands that it's not all doom and gloom here for Biden. No, the Taliban has assured America's third-rate brain-damaged dictator that they will allow safe passage of civilians to the airport. Now, what was funny about this when we were gathering up the notes for the show is that I'd seen a story earlier where civilians on their way to the airport were getting the crap kicked out of them by, you want to guess? Did you say Taliban? Look at you! As Reagan would warn, trust but verify. So anyway, Sullivan decided he was going to be, you know, Tommy Tough Booty. And he says, well, we intend to hold them to that commitment. They better leave those people alone. And I swear, when I heard him say that, I was thinking the Taliban is going, ooh, you're so scary. Man. Guys, just understand the irony of Joe Biden getting crushed. I'm talking about getting completely crushed
And he's got the nerve to have his people out there going, now listen, Taliban, you better be good to these people. You better stop it. So anyway, Sullivan echoed Biden's comments. He said that they take responsibility for every decision made by the U.S. about the withdrawal. And then he went on to blame others, adding, quote, there were other parties responsible for how it played out, just like his boss.
Well, I mean, of course, I take the buck stops here, but not really. I mean, I'd like the buck to stop here, but then somebody took the buck, and we're trying to find out who's got the buck. But once we find out who's got the buck, it will stop right here.
Yep. See, Sullivan doesn't even believe that. He doesn't believe there were other parties responsible. They claim they knew it from pillar to post. They looked at every eventuality. And they came up with the best move. And the best move has stranded 11,000, give or take, Americans in the country. And you're going to find out tens of thousands of others who supported us while we were there. So just so we're clear, I want to recap, okay? Let's level set here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden is a doofus. And the doofus in chief hired other doofuses. And these morons now claim that they were clear-eyed about the possibility of a Taliban takeover when it made the decision to withdraw. That's what Sullivan said, despite his own boss having said with his own mouth, I don't think the Taliban can take over the entire country. But here's what's most interesting to me. I haven't seen the media be more vicious against Team Demented in eons. And it makes me wonder what the real shot caller has in store for Biden and the team. Why have the powers that be decided to direct their venom at Joey Demento and his team? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The motive of the suspect in an active D.C. bomb threat is unknown. That's what U.S. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger told reporters.
The driver of the truck told the responding officer on the scene that he had a bomb
and what appeared, the officer said, appeared to be a detonator in the man's hand.
He noted the suspect is talking on a Facebook feed while communicating with the police on a dry erase board. Evacuations of some of the nearby buildings have been carried out, including the Supreme Court and some House office buildings. The United States is sticking to the August 31st deadline for the military to be completely out of Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on reports about Americans being unable to reach the Kabul airport, but insisted the deadline will stand. This is USA Radio News. While U.S. forces secure the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, the situation just outside the perimeter has been described as chaos. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
In one part of Afghanistan, a rally in honor of the country's Independence Day from Great Britain in 1919 turned into a protest against the Taliban takeover that was quickly put down by the terrorists. Those trying to flee the country have been met with resistance as they tried to make it to the airport to seek freedom aboard one of the U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo flights. At the Pentagon, Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed his frustration.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Due to the global computer chip shortage, Toyota is cutting production of its vehicles by 40%. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome to the program. So much to ask you about, but first let me start with the obvious response to Joe Biden and perhaps Jens Stoltenberg as well. Was there a choice between what Biden claimed would be an all-out war if the U.S. stayed any longer than Trump promised with the Taliban, or what actually just happened? What do you believe could have mitigated a total takeover by the Taliban?
Let me say that, yes, of course, there were more options between the two binary choices presented by the president. Just better planning and extending the timeline and taking a more thoughtful approach and not relying on simple assumptions would have prevented this disastrous outcome that we're seeing unfolding behind us right now, before us right now. It's a humanitarian crisis that I fear is only going to grow worse in the coming days and weeks.
That, folks, was Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan. He went on to call the chaos in Kabul heartbreaking. But then he tried to provide cover for Biden by saying the human cost of an alternative path had to be weighed as well. Welcome back, everybody. What you're going to find out, what you already know, is exactly what I just said. With leftism, you find out what you already know, which is they are incompetent, period. Another way we could have extended the timeline, there are so many things. This is evacuation 101. There was no pressure.
Oh, the Taliban was a striking out.
Let me tell you what. You install our military, you establish a base in Turkey or somewhere, and you go threaten the Taliban and bomb the heck out of them. You know what they're doing right now?
They're saying, if you don't back off of us, Taliban, we're going to give you overwhelming force.
I.e., we're going to go to war with you. What did President Trump do? I want to remind you, he got us out of it. He put a timeline in. He says, here's how we're going to do it. And there is nobody on the planet, nobody, who believes that President Trump wouldn't have gotten us out of this. It would have been a clean evacuation. It would have been, oh, let's get everybody at this point to the airport. We will have military escorts for our civilians. You will be able to get to the airport in time so we can leave this godforsaken third world crap hole. Remember when he called those countries that? And we can get you back to civilization, and America will go on to doing what America does, which is create excellence, or used to. That is, until the coup. Jake Sullivan the National Security Advisor, you're right, is if we have any security, went on to say that he's saddened by what's going to happen to women and children under the Taliban rule. And oh my goodness, do we have some clips on that. Again, the U.S.,
you better do what we tell you or whatever.
There is nothing the U.S. is going to do to dictate policy to Afghanistan going forward. So this is such a fiasco. And look, I don't want to focus on it on the program because there's so much more to talk about. But let me tell you why it's central. It's central to every other discussion we'll have because it is the biggest screw up by the Biden administration that there's no cover for. Who are you going to blame? You going to blame global climate change? You going to blame Donald Trump? You going to blame the right wing conspiracy? What are you going to blame? The only person to blame on this is Joe Biden. And the reason for it is because hardly a leftist out there disagrees with the Trump policy that said, we're not putting our people at risk over your turf war. We want out. Biden knows Trump wants out. Everybody knows Trump has said, we're out of here. There's no fallback. See, generally, the Democrats have something they can point to. It doesn't matter. It's the opposite. Well, you know, for example, Trump had the same policy as Obama. Now, we can forget that because that was Obama's policy. Now Trump is in rule. They can't do it because Trump is in lockstep with them. I know it sounds antithetical, but you figure out what I mean. All you got to do, look, I'm not going to try to explain it any more than I did. All I can tell you is they have no fallback. Nothing. And so they're trying to spin. They're bringing on pundits. I've seen them. I've seen the clips. Oh, Joe Biden's speech, it was amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing. And then they find out, no, not quite. So here's Brian Williams. He's one of the people that wants you to believe that Joe Biden, you know, was amazing, and he has a guest on who absolutely destroys him. Most people have only heard a part of the clip, but we're going to play the whole thing that the lieutenant who gives the counter to Brian Williams, and I mean, it's scathing. Here's Brian Williams.
We want to bring into the conversation Matt Zeller, former first lieutenant during the war in Afghanistan, former combat advisor with Afghan security forces, co-founder of No One Left Behind, a veterans organization that offers services to former Afghan and Iraqi interpreters who resettle here in the United States. Mr. Zeller, it's almost ironic now to state the name of the organization you founded, given what we're watching go on, though I'm curious to hear your reaction of this consequential speech by the American president. Didn't run from it. He owned it. He owned his decision. He owned the fact that, as he put it, the buck stops with him.
All right, so that was Williams. Now, here is the response by the lieutenant who was on the ground there for a long time and started organization that brings these Afghanis that helped us over to the United States. Here's his rebuttal.
I hope he gets to own their deaths, too. I feel like I watched a different speech than the rest of you guys. I was appalled. There was such a profound, bold-faced lie in that speech, the idea that we plan for every contingency. I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing. I'm appalled that he thinks we only need to take 2,000 people. There's 86,000 people who are currently left behind in Afghanistan alone. We've identified all of them for the government. I have no idea why he claims that people don't want to leave Afghanistan. I have a list of 14,000 names right now of people who want to get out of Afghanistan. And the idea that the Afghan military should be blamed for this, do you know how many casualties the Afghan military took in an average year? More than the United States did in 20. When you're not getting paid on a regular basis, when you're not getting fuel, when no one is supplying you with ammunition, and yet you're still showing up to the fight, how dare us for having to blame these people for not having the audacity to be able to survive a Taliban onslaught? No, no, no. What we need to be doing right now, and what I am appalled that the president didn't say, was we need to be talking about how we're going to get every single one of these people out. Because let's be abundantly clear. People like me looked these people in the eye and made them a promise. We promised them that in their time of need, we would take care of them. How do you ever expect anyone to ever trust us again if we don't do that now while we can? And I'm sick and tired of trying to defer the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan on what we're going to do. We're the United States of America. They're terrified of us. I have Afghans on the ground right now who are telling me they're going door to door in Kabul and they're making lists for people who used to work with us. They're telling them with smiles on their face, evil smiles, that they're going to be back from them once we leave. So we either take them now or these people are going to die. I've been trying to tell anyone who will listen. This is a never again moment in the making. This is an administration that seems to be a profound champion and defender of human rights. Well, sometimes human rights have to be defended at the barrel end of a gun. The Taliban are a modern version of the Nazis. And if this was Dresden, do you think British, or sorry, not Dresden, if this was Dunkirk, do you think British, yachting pilots, the British captains that were sailing their boats heroically into Dunkirk, do you think they were asking on the beaches if the people they were picking up were Brits or French? Or do you think they were just trying to get people away from the Nazis? Every Afghan we leave behind is going to be left behind to a horrible existence. And if we don't take them now while we can, that is as much on us as it is on the Taliban, who will hang or behead them.
Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That, folks, was brutal. Apparently, Brian Williams' producer may be looking for a new job because that was brutal. Deserved, but brutal. And what's funny, you got Brian Williams fawning over Biden's speech, which was nothing more than a repeat of all the talking points of all the minions that had gone out earlier. And you got other media, the CNN, fessing up. And we'll get to that here in a bit. There's going, you know what? There is no way for us to provide cover for Joe Biden in any of this. Brian Williams just apparently didn't get the memo, and neither did his producers. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Don Lemon is one of the most stupid guys on the planet. I'm being honest with you. I know the guy personally. He's more interested in this in an appearance. I don't know that I've met many people that can compete with being an empty suit. In other words, I'm a cute guy. I've got the gay thing working for me. And I will appear intelligent, but to be empty. The closest thing to it is Barack Obama. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I know the guy personally. I've been with him multiple times, multiple interviews on CNN before I got my deal with Fox. And I'm telling you, the guy is adult.
And he comes up, look, get him out of politics, and he's a pseudo interesting guy, except obviously big ego caught up on himself in himself. But you could understand people wanting to be around him. He's not a bad guy. Now, he made a transition at some point. I don't know when, because I've known him for years, but he made a transition that you just don't understand. I mean, he went off the deep end. And he became, he never was very bright. He got ahead through looks and charm. He reminds me of, what's the singer, married to that crazy Christy Teigen or whatever her name is, John Legend. He reminds me of John Legend. In fact, they could be twins, and I think John Legend's gay too, to be honest with you. But anyway, he's a dummy. And you don't have to believe me. You can just go do a clip of the stupid things that Don Lemon has said, and there's a whole clip. There's a whole thing of them. This isn't me making it up. Stupid stuff. I'm talking Hank Johnson type stupid, Guam tipping over stupid. But he got this right. And I don't know whether it's because Don Lemon needs the ratings or somebody issued a fatwa against the Biden administration and said, you screwed up Kabul so bad we can't protect you any longer. But let me tell you, Don Lemon went after him. So I'm going to play this clip of Lemon and I'm just going to let it go. I think it's 3 minutes or so. You hear this for yourself and you'll go, who are you and what have you done with Don Lemon? Because it's hard to believe that he is actually going after Biden to this degree. And as I said, it could be his jump the shark moment that his ratings are so low. He's finally having to fess up and say, you know what? I was wrong. But here's what I want you to do as you listen to it. I don't want you to listen to it with respect to, oh, Biden screwed up and, you know, I have to admit Biden screwed up. I want you to think, I want you to read between the lines of what Don Lemon has got to be thinking about other areas of things that he's said and done. I want you to think about Don Lemon having to reevaluate what he said about Trump. Don't think about what he's saying. Think about what he has, the feelings that he has to be having as he comes to the realization that he's a dummy. And that many of the ideas that he thought are not right. See, that's the thing that I think when you tap into, you understand how you get to leftists. That when they come to the realization of, oh, wait, I'm wrong on that? That's why I always ask you the question. And I challenge you, ask a leftist the question, what if you're not right? Maybe I should be a t-shirt for us. What if you're not right? What if I'm right and you're wrong? Because see, anybody that's brought up in science and logic and reason, if you aren't asking that question of yourself, you're toast. Mathematicians don't go, yeah, that's close enough. They don't go, well, I don't need any proof. One of the greatest mathematicians in the world was a guy named Ramanujan. Learned because he got a book when he was in India, but he was a peasant, and he learned math from a book, and he studied it, and he became great at it, but he couldn't provide proof. And when he started working with this guy in England, I believe at Cambridge, the guy said, look, you might have these great ideas that are being given to you from God, but if you can't provide proof, it is not mathematically viable. You got to be able to give us proof. And so we live on that logic as conservatives. We're like, oh, outside, quite frankly, I don't even have to give you proof of God, but I've done it. And, you know, outside, and by the way, I give proof of God in my first book, The Big Black Lie. You can get it as an ebook right now. I don't have it in print, but I give you proof of God. So it's all out there. But the point is, We can be emotional, but we want to give you proof. We say, here's how we believe. But anyway, let me get back to, here's Don Lemon explaining why he can't go with Biden on this whole deal.
Sugarcoated. The words are harsh, and they should be. They should be harsh. Words like chaos, debacle, disaster. Even comparisons to the fall of Saigon, for those of you who are old enough to remember that. That is the only way to describe what we are seeing right now in Afghanistan and what we have seen. Gut-wrenching. That's the word that President Joe Biden used today. Gut-wrenching. Scenes at Kabul's airport as crowds of people risk their lives trying to climb onto planes and planes going anywhere, trying to escape the Taliban. Look at the pictures. It's undeniable. It's an awful spectacle. this fall of Kabul. And the political firestorm at home as the president defends his decision to end America's longest war.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there. We were clear-eyed about the risk. We planned for every contingency, but I always promised the American people that I would be straight with you. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision.
Now, the fact is, this is a case where multiple things can be true at the same time. The president can be making the right decision about ending the war, but executing that decision in the wrong way.
I will not mislead the American people by claiming that just a little more time in Afghanistan will make all the difference. Nor will I shrink from my share of responsibility for where we are today and how we must move forward from here. I am President of the United States of America, and the buck stops with me.
The buck stops here. He says the buck stops with him. Taking responsibility, that's important, except you can't really say the buck stops with me if you don't really take the blame. President Biden pointed the finger at Afghans themselves. He said didn't want to leave earlier. And that the Afghan government, he said, wanted to avoid a crisis of confidence. Afghan political leaders who fled the country, the Afghan military.
I know there are concerns about why we did not begin evacuating Afghans, civilians sooner. Part of the answer is some of the Afghans did not want to leave earlier, still hopeful for their country. And part of it because the Afghan government and its supporters discouraged us from organizing a mass exodus to avoid triggering, as they said, a crisis of confidence.
Okay, so let's say all that is true. Even if all that is true, the big question is, now what? Now what? What happens now? The president says that he's going to evacuate thousands of people through the Kabul airport. He says that he's going to use devastating force against the Taliban if necessary. So how is he going to do that without combat? How is he going to save thousands of people? These are real questions. Thousands of people like these, in images that are becoming the face of the fall of Afghanistan. Crowds on the tarmac actually trying to hold on to a U.S. Air Force cargo plane trying to take off. And the terrible and disturbing videos of what may be people falling to the ground as a plane takes off. Remember those images that we had to stop showing? People said they were too harsh from 9/11 of people falling from buildings. You cannot help be reminded of those images of people falling from those buildings at World Trade Center nearly 20 years ago. That's what started all of this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Normally, I don't give 2 cents of credence to Don Lemon, dumbest guy on the planet. But as the old saying goes, a broken clock is right twice a day, and this he got right. I don't know why. He called it a disaster, a debacle, gut-wrenching, crowds risking their lives on planes going anywhere, an awful spectacle, and he could have gone further. He showcased Joe Biden being contradictory. We looked at every contingency. Oh, but we were caught off guard by this. Well, if you looked at every contingency, you wouldn't be caught off guard. The idiot speechwriter doesn't even know that if you're going to put those words in front of the dude, at least don't put an obvious, you know, contradiction in the speech. And I could go on, but I got to stop.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.